Hey, idiots. We're back.
Hey, welcome. Episode 11. This is the only podcast you listen to, so I know you missed us after our hiatus.
After a long, long hiatus. We've been getting so many DMs asking where we've been, what we've been doing.
They're like, where's episode 10? But this is episode 11, but we're going to post both this week.
A special Sorry. Treat for you guys.
Sorry for the hiatus. Either hiate us or love us.
Samara's been saving that one. She's really proud of that one.
But anyway, yeah, so we're back. And,
you know, better than ever.
We have a few things to talk about this week. I finally figured out how to use the mic, so hopefully you can hear me better.
We're going
to
say that like until we're literally going to say that until like the 48th episode.
Yeah, we figured out how to not randomly mute it in the middle of the episode.
So that was a journey.
There's that. It only took us like 4 episodes to not learn how to mute the mic as we're recording. And skip out on whole like 5-minute segments.
They're the best segments too.
Yeah, seriously, there's so much probably good content that was missed out on from us just having the mic muted.
I mean, our podcast is only good content.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So good content. It was obviously good because it's all good. But anyway, we have a few things to talk about.
We do, I think. First thing on the docket, things are good in the neighborhood. Not because I went to Applebee's again. Actually, I went to Chili's this week.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, you guys were at Chili's.
Yeah, we decided to like...
He was eating good. What's Chili's slogan?
Baby back ribs.
That's the slogan?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Chili's. Baby back ribs.
It's something like that. I don't know. Or it's like, we support St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Those are the only two things I saw.
My dad used to work for St. Jude.
Oh, wow. He probably ate at Chili's a lot. They have like a little deal going on.
Maybe I'll ask.
Yeah, we as a friend group decided to change allegiances. Since my friend Kristen was called out for doing coke at an Applebee's, we thought that maybe we could keep a lower profile if we went to Chili's.
Maybe you just thought maybe it'd be different to do coke in a Chili's bathroom.
Exactly.
Instead.
When we got there, none of us knew what to order, because usually we just get like appetizer samplers and like throw them up. But Daniela was like, it's Chili's, get the chili. But I don't think that's like their thing.
You just, the server comes over and you just close the menu and you're like, I'll get the chili.
That's what basically happened.
The big chili.
That's basically what happened. I was trying to explain that I think it was just a coincidence that like they served chili. I think it's unrelated to the name Chili's.
I didn't even think of that. When you said that just now, I was picturing just like a big chili. Like a stuffed chili, like, or something.
Like a big, like a genetically modified, like huge chili pepper, like, yeah, stuffed like with cheese.
The chili, like they bring it plate out, and it's just like a huge chili just pepper. Because like the logo is like the huge chili.
No,
makes sense.
Just FYI, Chili's chili is really bad. Well, it's just meat. Like, it's just ground beef. That's it.
There's no juice.
No, there's. It was literally like a bowl of ground beef.
No hearty stew.
Yeah, it made me want to go vegan. I think I'm going to go vegan.
Why would you order... You actually ordered chili at Chili's?
I technically didn't order anything because I was on a lot of Adderall. But Daniela and Kristen, sorry to call you guys out, did get the chili.
So how would you compare Chili's to Applebee's?
Applebee's is just better. All around.
All across the scoreboard?
All across the scoreboard. I haven't dabbled in the baby back ribs that are supposed... Well, I asked the waitress. I was like, hey, so my friend thinks that... Chili's thing is chili, but I'd like you to like correct her because it's not.
You're like, so what's good here?
She said that their thing is the world famous baby back ribs.
World famous.
Which just, I don't know, like eating a rib sounds bad. I don't know why.
It sounds like an elf when he's like world's best cup of coffee.
But yeah, I feel like ribs are just like the not very, I think it's just really fatty meat covered in barbecue sauce, right? That's like all a baby back rib is, right?
I don't really know what makes it baby back versus regular back.
I think the difference? I think the animal they slaughter is like younger, so it's like less muscly.
Oh, so they kill a baby?
Yeah. I think that's what defines a baby back rib. Also, I guess it's ribs from the back. Isn't that weird to think about, that you have ribs?
Baby
in the
got. back ribs.
But you have like ribs in the front, but you also have ribs, like your ribs go around, so they're in the back too.
Yeah, they wrap around.
Yeah. Isn't that gross?
Yeah, that's okay. I never thought about that, but that makes sense.
I swear we're not high.
Yeah, no, sorry. I hadn't heard about Blake's Chili's experience till just now. One thing else I want to ask, did they have good drinks? Like,
we didn't drink at all because I was on Adderall and I thought it would make me do the thing where you like gnaw your jaw in public and look crazy.
I feel like when you're on like focus meds or stimulants, like drinking makes you feel less crazy.
Maybe. I remember you saying once, actually, I think we have this on an episode of the podcast. You said when you drink after a long day of doing Adderall, you're not drunk until the last shot of the fifth.
You're not drunk if you drink on Adderall or Vyvanse, you're not drunk until you're completely blacked out.
Yeah,
like you're like, why can't I get drunk? It's not fun like it normally is. And all of a sudden you like don't remember anything.
I've been actually taking Adderall this week, like couple day. I went to Mass last Tuesday.
Oh yeah, wait, tell me about Mass with Annie.
It was okay. I really enjoyed it. The priest, is it a priest? I feel like that's a catch-all term for what he is, but
The cardinal?
Is that?
I'm literally making shit up. No,
that's
idea.
Not the term. He gave a really great speech about compassion, which
was it in English?
Yeah, it was in English.
I'm just kidding. I thought they speak in tongues at Catholic churches.
No, it's called Latin. It's the same thing that Harry Potter spells are.
Oh my god, so like Catholicism and Harry Potter have like some thing. Parallel.
I mean, honestly, like think about it. Like,
Harry Potter is Catholicism.
What was I saying? He gave like a really great speech about like compassion. He gave this weird like, it's funny because Catholicism is so different to like any form of church I've ever experienced before. Because like when I was younger, I went to like either non-denominational churches, or I went to like rock band, like 90s Nirvana churches where they had like bands and like they were like God rocks.
What denomination is that?
I don't know.
I've only been to non-denominational ones, so I don't know.
I have no clue. I just remember my mom when I was a kid taking me to all these like churches where they would have like electric guitars and be like God rocks.
In California or here?
It was in California, but they have
so, like,
those
young
here.
Hip church.
Yeah,
like,
but they have those here. That's like in the early 2000s, at the end of the 90s, the early 2000s, and like the mid 2000s, like that was a genre of church that was very popular. Like
church. The church I went to with my parents 2 summers ago, like Scottsdale Bible Church, they have like multiple services. They have the traditional service, like the young person service, and then like the mixed contemporary service that's like both.
Okay.
So like, I mean, I feel like that's like a thing these days for churches to have like this like modern rock music. That's normal.
That's normal.
But anyway, what about the Catholic Church?
Oh, sorry. I like totally got off. Anyway, I was so used to those type of services because I've never been to like something very traditional, very like routine where everyone is like saying things like in unison, you know? But there was one portion where the priest kind of broke like the tradition to like give us a little like sermon. And he was like, who's America's favorite, most beloved president? And paused. I think every person there that was like very Catholic was like
cricket,
in agreement. Yeah, it was very awkward. Me and Annie were just like looking around like, who? I was like, is he gonna say,
who do Catholic people like?
Yeah, I was like, what is he gonna say? By the way, my favorite president's the gay one who died in a bathtub.
Which one?
Because you're wearing William Taft.
Oh, okay.
He was gay and
he died
in a bathtub. Yeah.
Learn something
people
new
like,
every
we
day.
We need our first gay president. It's like, bitch, read up.
Ben.
anyway, he said Abraham Lincoln, good old honest Abe.
That's too far back. Like,
yeah,
you,
I was like,
that doesn't count.
Me and Annie were like sweating intense, and then he said Abraham Lincoln. We were like, we can all agree on
Everyone's
that.
Everyone's like, everyone likes Abraham Lincoln.
Anyway, I'm not gonna get too into the details of what the sermon was about, but he just said that Abraham Lincoln was a non-believer but threw himself to his knees praying like once a week. And
he wasn't a non-believer. Abraham Lincoln was Christian, I'm pretty sure.
And well, that's not what he said during the sermon. He said that Abraham Lincoln wasn't Christian, but you used the Bible for like reference.
Interesting. I don't know that. Maybe whether that's true or not, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna fact check the priest. Like,
you stand up, you're like, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was like an interesting experience. Me and Annie got very drunk after at the local bruschetta bar. We did that deal where you get like a full bottle of
Postino.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to give I'm not giving them free advertising on this, but
just we're beeping that out. Beep. You went to beep beep and beeped.
Yeah,
ate some beep.
It was very delicious. It really helped me like sink in and think about just like my journey in communication with God. And yeah, I was quite enlightened. I fucked up during the service. I'm not going to go into detail how I fucked up because I might offend some of our Catholic viewers, listeners. But I did a little sacrilege by accident, but it's fine.
What did you do?
I guess they'll find out. Just kidding. When we all get to heaven, I'll tell bonus you guys.
Bonus content.
How Blake committed sacrilege.
We make a YouTube video. It's like all caps of thumbnails. Like how Blake was sacrilegious at Catholic church. And you're like, oh my God.
Speaking of religious experiences, this is a really good segue. A new Charlie album dropped.
Yeah. When did it officially come out? Because I only heard about it like 2 days ago.
I want to say it's been out for like literally a couple days, maybe a week at best.
Okay.
I mean, she did drop like 6 singles before or something like that.
Yeah, it's not like we haven't heard half the album already.
Yeah, she dropped all the kind of like quirkier like collabs that you wouldn't expect. Like she dropped like the Skyfire one, she dropped like the Haim one, she dropped like the Troye Sivan one, like before the album came out. But then when the album came out, there were all these like really good songs that like were just her, and like I liked them better. So it worked out. Oh, also shout out to a friend of the pod, Dylan Brady. He produced the track Click, I think, with Umru. Probably AG Cook too worked on it a little bit, but
good song. Blake showed it to me yesterday, the day before.
Good song. Know. Making quite a storm in faggot Twitter right now.
Faggot Twitter.
Yeah, it's really been a polarizing track.
Out. I can't say that.
It's been a really polarizing track. People are like, the outro is just clicks and booms, like fuck her, she's not the future. But then all the other like people that are more on like the pro Charlie side are like, this is revolutionary. I love clicks and booms.
I think anyone
everyone's just acting like an
that
idiot.
Really likes her and says that anything's bad is a fake fan.
Yeah,
because it's good.
I agree.
Anyway, yeah, we didn't have much to say about it. Just that it came out. We don't know if anyone that listens to this even likes Charlie. Hopefully, you do.
I mean, probably. Good, I think people listen to this like Charlie. I mean, I have been an avid Charlie listener for.
Yeah, Blake got me into Charlie. I knew who she was, but not really.
I want to say like eight years. I've been listening to Charlie XCX for about 8 years now.
Yeah, you're like a true stan.
I'm like a true from the beginning.
Aren't you like,
we've had our trials and tribulations. I had to go through and delete all my like tweets that like slandered her in like 2014 and 15 because I was mad at her for some reason. I don't remember why.
What did you say?
I was just like, I think I would tweet like sellout XCX.
Or when Hitler XCX. <Yeah. laughs> You remember when you one time Blake tweeted from my Twitter like shut the fuck up you dumb bitch and like tagged Charlie XCX. Yeah, and like I like didn't think anything of it. This is before like you know like people just started getting suspended right and left for things. And then like randomly 2 weeks later
politically or like often like right and left.
No, no, just like just all the time. You know how like just there's lots of like words you can't say now on Twitter, you'll get suspended or whatever.
Yeah,
but anyway, like 2 weeks later I got like locked out of my account for 12 hours and it was like for calling Charlie XCX a dumb bitch. And I'm like, Blake, why didn't even do that? I'm like, that was Blake.
It's funny because I wasn't even mad at her then. I just thought that was a funny tweet.
Yeah, it was like a joke. And also like I don't even know, it was funny. All the times I've been blocked out, I think are, no, one of them was my fault, the other one was Blake. One time we took a picture and the women's bathroom at work and someone like comments on it, they're like, why is a guy in the women's bathroom? So I quoted it and I was like, dox him. And then I got locked out.
Oh, because you can't say dox on Twitter.
I think that person probably reported me for like threatening them or something. I don't know. I was kidding too. Like, I don't care. Say what you want. I was just making a joke.
Oh my God. Okay, you don't have to say who, but do you ever report anyone's tweets? Like, do you ever not like someone so you report all their tweets?
Yeah, but nobody anyone would suspect. Like, not in a vindictive way.
Okay. You know? I do the same thing to someone, but I will not really.
I know I have before, but I can't even think who I've reported. Now that I'm thinking about it, I can't even think who I have done it to. Some of my followers have reported people for being mean to me.
That's cool. I'm glad we have a following that really cares if people are.
No, but then it sucks because then people think I did it. Like they're like, okay. Oh, well, like, because yeah, this was like last year, like during like that whole thing, and like I don't know, like I didn't do anything, and then someone got suspended, and then everyone blamed me, and I didn't do anything. I'm like, sorry that like you're mean to me, and people like me, so they're gonna stand up for me.
You're the most like uninvolved in like actual like direct Twitter to Twitter conflict, but you're like the most dragged in as well.
It's just not fun to be on Twitter with conflict. It's more fun to make jokes and like hang out with your friends online.
Yeah, I do like when other people get into conflict, though.
Yeah, that's why I felt about drama my whole life. Like, in high school, I was on POM, and there was always so much drama, and everyone was always fighting. And, like, I loved it, but I liked not ever being involved in it. And I still take that stand with drama to this day.
I think maybe, like, astrologically, we're, like, charged to, like, magnetize drama, too, because we're both very, very Gemininian.
Geminian, is that a word?
I don't know, maybe Webster will add it to the dictionary, much like they added the pronoun they.
It's like a Bushism, but it's like an I'm passing away ism.
Geminian,
a Blakeism.
I think it is like a term, because you can say like Aquarian or Libran.
You can. This is new to me.
Yeah, it's just adjectifying.
Blakeifying.
Yeah, maybe I'm making this up. Maybe I'm dumb.
No, it makes sense.
But yeah, Charlie, we're gonna see her next Friday.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be here. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Another friend of the pod. I guess not your friend of the pod, but someone I know. Dorian's opening and throwing an after party after. So.
Wait, are you talking about Charlie? You're like Charlie XCX, friend of the pod. She listens.
Friend of the pod. I wish we had a podcast when I went to that like party at her house, because I had nothing to talk to anyone there about.
I remember that. Remember you called me and you're like, I'm gonna go to a party at Charlie's house.
Yeah. I was like, should I go? I'm scared. You're like, just go. And then I did. That was like actually the drunkest I got when I lived in LA. Like absolutely the drunkest.
I would get drunk too if I was going to Charlie's house.
When I walked in her house, she just had like 100 bottles of cucumber. What is it? Cucumber mint Kettle One.
Yeah. Her brand deal.
Yeah, it was the first time I had Kettle One. I don't even know if she's sponsored by them. I feel like she just like was like, let's go to the store.
Maybe it was just that night that they were like sponsoring the party.
No, it definitely wasn't a sponsored party. It was like such a wreck. It was like just a random like house party thing. It wasn't even for anything.
Then maybe.
I think they just went out to the store. You know how we go to Fry's and we just buy like.
You know how like sometimes people like go to the store and like get things. Some stuff.
Charlie's so humble.
I doubt she went to the store.
There was a lot of like tortilla chips there too. So
do you think it was sponsored by like tortilla chips?
I'm trying to think of the brand. I can like see the brand in my mind what they were. It's like it's like the bag that looks rustic and it has like a blue like seal on top that you can like fold back down. And they're really good. But
the only ones I can think of right now are Nana's and Totino's and Tostitos.
Yeah, it's Tostitos. Totino's are the pizza rolls.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're giving a lot of free
promo.
What
are we fucking talking about?
We're talking about me going to Charlie XCX's house, but apparently all I did was like look at what was available for me to consume. No, I got so absolutely drunk. In fact, I actually remember I went to after that night. It was like 5 a.m. and I think like the party was winding up, and I like went with like someone that I like. I feel like I'm friends with them, but I think they like are like, oh, like we're not as good friends as I think we are. Like I think it's one of those people, and they ended up just like Ubering me to their house, and they were just being really nice to me. And in my head I was like, oh my god, this person's so nice, I'm glad I'm connecting with them. But I think they were actually just concerned about how drunk I was.
They're like, if I don't make sure this person's okay, who else will?
Blood will be on my hands.
Yeah
I was literally just twirling around her like 3-bedroom like house in the hills, just like talking to just anyone about nothing. I know, like, I don't like, you know, I don't like work in the industry or anything. The entire time I was there too, speaking of Dylan Brady, the entire time I was there, everyone who came up to me was like, oh my god, are you Dylan Brady? And I'm not. I don't even look like Dylan Brady. I just have long hair.
Dylan Brady cosplay.
I cosplay Dylan. In fact, I think
for Halloween
I think I was wearing because I think it was like, this might be incorrect, but I think it was the same day I met the Dolan twins randomly at Target, because I'm wearing the same outfit in like the pictures from that party that I am when I meet the Dolan twins. Granted, I do wear the same outfit like 8 days in a row.
It was probably at least the same few days.
Yeah, but I feel like
I was really into whatever that shirt was at the time.
It was Dylan Brady merch. So I think that's weird that people were like, are you Dylan Brady? Like, why would I wear my own merch to like a party? I don't know. Maybe Dylan does that. I don't know.
You're calling him out.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, maybe actually he does that. I mean, his merch is cool, so I wouldn't blame him. But like, personally, I wouldn't wear my own merch to a Charlie XCX house party. Anyway. Well, maybe we'll catch up with her next week. Guest on the pod next week, Charlie XCX. You heard it here first.
Yeah, she's our best friend.
Our best out. Me and Samara were kind of talking about Marvel movies earlier.
Yeah, well,
I'm very anti the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, because they're coming out with a Harley Quinn movie.
Actually, I really want details on it because you saw the poster for it. It's like strangely like romantic and like queer lighting. Like
it's strangely, just kidding, not strangely, predictively super cringy. Looking.
Yeah, very predictably a mess. I want to know, like, because Suicide Squad was, like, a while ago. And you know how, like, that just spawned a whole, like, type of human being?
Yeah, it was, like, every single person was Harley Quinn for Halloween.
Yeah.
And it was, like, people, like, really stanned that movie for some reason.
Everyone's makeup got really bad.
Wait, wasn't the Joker out. In Suicide Squad?
I think he has a cameo, but I don't think he's, like, actually a character.
So, Jared Leto Joker, what is...
Is not in Suicide Squad.
What movie is... Is that the other?
It's like the Dark Knight or something.
Oh, no. That's I think someone after that. I don't know. I never saw the Jared Leto Joker movie, but
now you want to.
Well, no, I just because I've seen all the Jokers besides Jared Leto, and you know, there's like the new Joker movie coming out soon.
Okay,
actually, which I want to see. By the way,
that's like a cultural phenomenon I don't personally understand because
the Joker.
Yes, the Joker.
I think it's like a meme.
Well, the thing, I mean, in general, like outside of like Twitter culture, like anything like that, like I don't really understand the appeal of like Guardians of the Galaxy or like superhero movies. Like I get that it's like a nostalgia thing, but I think there's something on a film theory level that I'm not understanding that I think I could find value in like Marvel movies.
I think it's more people that were like into comic books.
No. Are there that many people that were into comic books?
Yes.
Were you into comic books?
No.
Okay, I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like
it's like a millennial thing, I think. People read comic books growing up. Boys did.
I don't agree. I don't think so.
Or maybe, my dad did.
I went to school and they were boys.
Maybe it's older generation than us. Your dad's not a millennial. Well, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's older generation.
It's possible that it's like older generation people who's like going to these movies with their family to like continue on the legacy of like these superheroes they grew up with. But like, I wish I understood the appeal. I mean,
there's still plenty of people our age that are like Marvel versus DC comics and like know a shit ton about it for some reason.
Yeah.
I see that on Twitter a lot.
There has to be something like, I mean, granted, I think I have like shit taste in movies. I like when,
I mean, same, like, if it's entertaining, I like it. That's about it.
I'm the opposite. It has to be like really like, ooh, like, oh my God, psychedelic. And like the plot has to dissolve and like
entertaining.
It has to have I watch really boring movies. Like I like really boring movies if they have like interesting, like kind of art qualities to
them. So cool, Blake.
I know.
Do you write critiques on websites?
No, I watch a lot of YouTube.
I'm just kidding. You would get along with my ex-boyfriend Zach. He was a film major, a
friend of the pod, Zach.
And he shout out Zach Roseberg. But he would like always make me watch all these movies that like were really like acclaimed, or like he would just not even like acclaimed, but like he would find them on these like websites that like for different art reasons or like whatever. But like some of them were really good. Granted, if he's listening, probably not. Some of them were good. Some of them were so, and I've told him this, like they were so bad that I'd be like, we need to watch something else. Like, I can't watch this.
Yeah, I think I kind of maybe like a movie to me, like if I want to be like mindlessly entertained, I watch like Degrassi.
Yeah, not movies.
Movies like for me have to have this like kind of like very like transcendental quality to them, or like it has to like have some sort of like cultural significance, which leads me back to like Marvel movies. I kind of feel like there's something about the Marvel Cinematic Universe that like I need to explore, because maybe there's something I'm not getting. Like maybe I'll love a fucking Marvel movie. You know my tweet that says if I took SSRIs I would love Marvel movies.
Would you though?
Maybe.
The girls, and I feel like, I mean, I know like guys take SSRIs too, but I feel like it's like a depressed girl meme, and like the girls like Marvel movies.
I mean, the joke is more that if my brain wasn't broken, I probably would seek out like more mindless forms of entertainment.
And not, yeah, I wasn't understanding what you were saying. That makes sense.
And not grand meaning in like an hour and a half of just like film vomit.
For me, watching anything in general, I mean, actually, that's not true. When I watch TV shows, I like watching like mindless garbage, like reality TV and stuff. But I don't know. In a way, I guess I'm kind of like, if I'm like at home, if I'm in theaters watching a movie, that's different. Like I'll watch like the next big thing that's coming out.
I thought you like fell asleep in theaters when you go.
I've only fallen asleep in one movie, and it's because I was drunk. Oh, okay. It was The Hobbit. or something.
I mean, that's really long. I don't blame you.
Yeah, and I
part
was,
of it shot on drunk. A GoPro too, so like that would make me fall asleep.
But no, that was the only time I fell asleep in a movie. But like, no, I like if I'm gonna like I tell my boyfriend this like if I'm gonna like watch a movie at home like it's not a movie that I'm gonna put on in the background while I'm doing something else. Like I'm it's gonna be it has to be really good and I'm gonna pay attention the whole time. What's like your, that the Aubrey Plaza movie I watched the other day. That's what I felt about that movie.
Okay, that see that really fits into my like criteria of like film that really like impacts me and affects me because like oh we're talking about Ingrid Goes West by the way which is an Aubrey Plaza film.
Ingrid Goes West if you haven't seen it it's Hulu, so good.
I think if you want to check it out it's on Hulu. I think it's really good. It's an A24 film. So
what does that mean?
The studio who makes it's A24. They've come out with like a lot of movies recently and they've kind of gotten like now people are kind of like very like gross about A24 because they have become so popular. So that of course there's like
it's not like hipster and cool anymore. Or
exactly,
whatever.
But it definitely
underground.
It definitely does fall into like that. Like Eighth Grade was an A24 film. Oh, yeah.
Shout out Bo Burnham.
Actually, was it? No, it definitely was.
The funny thing is, also I watched that movie by accident. I think we were watching. I saw a preview for this movie called The Beach Bum on Hulu, which is really bad. Don't watch it. It was like Matthew McConaughey and like Zac Efron.
Why would you watch that?
I don't know. Like I saw a preview for
it.
Is it
about like
a
homeless man on the beach?
No, it's, I mean, it's just about like this like rich guy who like loses all his money and like has to like
take showers on the
beach. It just has like no plot. There's literally no point even talking about it. It sucked. But anyway, I just like was like sitting there on my phone and the next movie that came on was Ingrid Goes West and I just started watching it and it was so good.
Yeah, that movie's really good. So what is your like, I guess that's what I was saying before. Like what's your criteria for like a movie you find good or maybe you could like give an example. Like what's a movie that you find really like. Like, wow, that's a good movie.
I don't know. I like movies, and this is bland and broad and generic, but movies that are, like, interesting and maybe, like, make me think a little bit. Like, I hate scary movies, but I like psychological thrillers. Okay.
You don't like supernatural horror, right? Like, you're
no,
like,
I like, I don't have, like, a type. Like, I like any, if it's a good movie, I like it. I don't know. Like, my favorite movies are, like, I really like, my favorite foreign film is Pan's Labyrinth. I really like the movie, what's that movie of Natalie Portman when she's really young?
The Black Swan?
No, she's young and she, like, helps this hitman. What is that movie? I forget it every time I'm trying to think of it. I'll think of it later.
Sounds familiar. I insert it here, like, just in my...
But yeah, no, I don't... I just like movies that are, I don't know. I just sound so stupid right now saying this, but like make you think a little bit, you know?
Maybe the transition from you being on your
phone.
Society. Exactly. Maybe the transition from you just sitting on your phone to like being like tossed into Ingrid Goes West, which is a movie about just sitting on your phone.
No, I'm serious.
And
then
the consequences.
It has to be something that's like more entertaining than my phone. Like I'm serious. Or else I won't watch it.
So that's the criteria.
Yeah. Like it has to be like, I don't know. Like, it has to be worth watching. Like, if I don't really like it, then I don't want to watch it.
I will say,
be good.
I will say the most, like, perfect movie, or at least, like, the epicenter of, like, I think, not even my taste, but just, like, maybe, like, I don't even want to say generational taste, but, like, our, like, friend groups and, like, our, like, Twitter sphere and stuff. I think Spring Breakers is kind of a perfect movie. Have you seen that?
Okay, the movie The Beach Bum reminded me of that. Although, Spring Breakers was good, but it was, like, the same kind of, like, fuck it, like, we're on the beach, like, we're doing drugs and, like, partying and whatever. But, like, that movie kind of, Spring Breakers had, like, a plot and it was, like, better. I mean, it's not, like, the best movie of all time, but, like...
Well,
anyways, I just like can't. I want you to just like watch part of this Beach Bum movie and just tell me how bad it is. Like, we kept waiting for it to get good. Like, we were like, what the fuck is happening in this movie? And like, the main character was so like, I hate when like the main character of a movie is like, you hate them,
like, unlikable.
Yes, yeah. Like, it's like, why do I want to watch this? Like, I hate you. Like, it just makes me feel annoyed while I'm watching it the whole time. Like, I hate everything about you, I hate your life. Anyway,
what makes Spring Breakers like a really like good movie for me is the fact that, first of all, it's definitely a psychedelic film, not in the sense, I feel like some psychedelic films or some films that try to be psychedelic try to be so in the sense that the characters are doing the act of drugs. But I think that maybe what makes like Spring Breakers really good is that it's psychedelic in the way that things are, like the color palettes and like the framing, and the fact that it like starts with a bit of a plot and then it kind of dissolves into them just like singing and like referencing pop culture. And then it like absolutely, like, spoilers for Spring Breakers, if you haven't watched it, you should have watched it by now. It ends with just them like killing Gucci Mane. And that's just how it ends. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just dissolves into nothing.
It's pretty artsy.
And the best, exactly. And the best scene in it is they do, there's this scene in Spring Breakers, and it blows my mind every time. Like, I'm, like, so, like, enthralled by this. But it's the scene where they're going to go rob a diner because they need money to get to Florida. And the car parks outside, and the camera is just set, like, in the car. And the car drives around in one shot around the entire diner while playing Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj and Drake. And, like, you just see the entire like robbery take place from the outside of the, while the car is driving around, and they get out in the beginning and get in and drive away in the end. And it's just like this nice one shot set to like a popular Nicki Minaj song while like very violent things are happening with like hot girls. I don't know, it's like perfect.
You're like the contrast.
Yeah, and like it's just like the best.
Wait, this kind of what we're talking, I don't know, the genre of like the, I think just kind of how the cinematography is of that movie reminds me of the movie. I just had to look it up to make sure I was saying the right
word. Do a fact check.
It's called The Neon Demon or Neon Demon. Have you seen that? Oh, I've never heard of that. Okay, you would really like it. I just like randomly watched it on, I don't know, like Netflix or something, like 2 years ago. It has like Elle Fanning in it. And it's like totally like an art movie, like 100%. Like it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like a little bit violent, like really weird, like kind of creepy, like doesn't really have the most complete plot, but it's just like makes you think a little bit.
It's like very visual.
Yeah, yeah, completely. Like it's just like I watch it by myself, like in the middle of the night, and I was really high.
Yeah.
And I just remember my like Netflix stopped, or like my internet stopped working in the middle of watching it. And I remember it like turned off and it was like toward the end, and I was like so creeped out because it's just like kind of a creepy movie. But like, no, it, I'm recommending it to you right now. Like, watch it and tell me what you think. I think you would like it.
I have a couple movie reviews to do after this podcast, clearly.
But yeah, well, good movie. If you're listening, watch Neon. I don't know, is it The Neon Demon?
I think it's
Neon Demon. It's Neon, just Neon. It's the Neon Demon.
Neon Demon, yeah, I just looked it up.
It's Elle Fanning. She's like this model that moves to LA, and then like a bunch of like weird shit happens.
Okay. The poster for it looks really fucking stupid, but I will take your recommendation.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the best movie ever, but it was just interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
That was a nice tangent.
It also has this model in it that I really like, Abby Lee Kershaw. If you're into models,
they're gonna say Abby Lee Miller, who's the dance mom's.
No, she no, she's just this really hot. Is she Australian like a Victoria's Secret
model or something?
I think she maybe was at one point, but she's also in Mad Max. Like, she's just like a model actress that's like in things. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I'll definitely give that a bit of a watch, and I'll post my review live. Bonus content. I think one thing I wanted to get into, we made a successful prediction on the podcast, and I think we probably should talk about that.
World War III
happening now.
stay tuned. Live.
This will be the last episode. The bomb's about to drop. No, on our episode where we criticized Jonathan Van Ness for publicly coming out as non-binary and saying it was the hardest thing he'd ever done, and then using that as a segue to market multiple brand deals he's doing, I don't know if we directly made the prediction, but we did talk about this being a possibility of Sam Smith also following in suit and doing the same thing, which last week Sam Smith did post a very lengthy Twitter thread about how they're non-binary and this is the hardest thing they've ever had to do.
It's crazy how like that can become a marketing technique these days.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's like that just like would happen. I would suspect that.
I'm gonna pull it up right now, but he basically just said like he spent a lifetime at war with his gender. Like, he spent, you know, a lot of time like thinking about this. He's scared shitless. This is the hardest thing he's had to like tell us about, and blah blah blah. Which first of all is very confusing to me, because like I don't understand who the enemy of non-binary gender is when you're already like releasing music in a very like queer like space, you know what I mean? Like if you're already like a gay, like I mean, we talked about this in the last episode, but clearly like in the terms of like record executive meetings, like the term white gay man has become like a very, very bad thing to be. So I can tell that like record executives are just urging all white gay men who work in like entertainment and music to like figure out something else, but don't be a white gay man, like, because it's just bad for marketing.
Be something else. Be not, be a they them.
Be a they them. Exactly. I think what's interesting is after after he posted that, sorry, they posted that, I definitely like I was not doing a joke right there. Sam Smith, they posted that.
Boo! I'm
They have been doing ads for this app ever since, like on their Twitter, like all their Twitter feed has been ads for their like brand deal with this app called Calm, which is a like meditation and ocean sounds app that has like a like music box like version of his new or their new single that came out, How Do You Sleep, which is what we talked about in the episode where Sam Smith was very upset that Rosalia won the VMA for best choreography because they put out that video of them being very like gay with an array of different.
Maybe they would have won if they came out as they them earlier.
I know.
I think they fucked up.
See, they did it backwards. You're supposed to come out as they them
before the award show
release. I think that there was like a post release like meeting with the label that was like, okay, well, clearly like this song's doing well, but it's not getting you any awards, so like, you know what you have to do.
And he's maybe like Sam Smith, maybe just admit if you're listening right now, maybe your music is just kind of bad.
I mean, that's true. I mean, Latch,
maybe you suck.
Latch slaps, but boo, besides that,
but it's because it's Disclosure, not because it's Sam Smith.
This is true.
It's 100% Disclosure.
But yeah, so it kind of, I mean, I'm not pointing any fingers here, but I will say it kind of seems like this public coming out, this very staged public coming out.
Cough, oops, did I say Taylor that? Swift, similar.
What do you mean?
You need to calm down.
Well, that's different.
But it's like, I'm just saying marketing as in...
Oh, wait. I get what you mean. And actually, I do have an interesting point. Sam Smith, so besides this whole, like, calm...
You know what I mean? Not like, it's different.
No. I can totally explain this. So besides this whole Calm app thing where they just keep posting, like, this app that they're, like, partnering with and, like, posting their, like, you know, stuff for it. Also, Sam Smith has been hanging out a lot with this music video director named Todrick, who directed the Taylor Swift video and was, like, the consultant on the Taylor Swift video, who is, like, a queer... I don't know if they do drag. I want to say that they're, like, involved in, like, the drag community, but I know that they do, like, casting for music videos. They have music themselves.
They're, and like, if you do this public thing at this time, it'll promote your music in this way.
Yeah, I believe they're being hired on as like a public consultant, but Sam Smith is now using them for consulting as well.
Very curious.
And so it's interesting to see that. And I believe they're friends with Jonathan Van Ness too, because I've seen the same person, Todrick, in pictures with Jonathan Van Ness.
I think they don't really know how this is gonna pan out, but they're just like trying it, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's all marketing. And one thing I have noticed, and actually I've noticed this a lot in like Phoenix and our local community, whereas with being like gay or being like bi, it's like coming out of the closet, you know, that's like the rite of passage, like the narrative around that is like telling your parents and like coming out of the closet and like, you know what I mean, there's like books about it and like, you know what I mean, that's the narrative around it, that's like how gay men are taught to like transition from like secrecy to normalcy, I guess. But with like non-binary gender and like that kind of stuff, it seems that the standard form of practice is like to like post like just a tweet, like a very long form tweet, kind of in the style of Sam Smith. But I've seen many people in my local community do this, like, hey guys, like, quick announcement, like, I am non-binary, I go by they them pronouns. Like,
I mean, how else are they gonna tell people?
I mean, obviously that's like the main mode of communication,
easiest way to tell the most people.
I do think it's just interesting that it's like an announcement. I don't know. I guess
it's almost like a gender reveal for a baby.
Yeah, but the gender is none.
And it's a non-gender reveal.
Yeah, it's a non-gender reveal. But I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think I think the conversations around like non-binary gender are a little bit like behind too, because it's like, come on, get there. Like, gender's not real. Like, you don't need to like announce, like, you know what I mean?
What if there is a gender reveal for a baby and everyone's like, you know, it's like pink or blue, and everyone's like expecting, and then they were like, none, and everyone's like,
my baby,
and they just come out and like, there's no colors, and everyone's like, oh, okay.
Do you know what's funny? I used to be one of those people. I'm pretty sure I have tweets. I need to probably find them and delete them. Not that I don't agree with this, but I used to be one of those people that...
Blake is canceled.
Truly. I used to be one of those people that was like, gender reveals are gross and weird.
I mean, they're embarrassing and stupid. I agree.
I mean, but you're saying they're embarrassing and stupid because it's like kind of a dumb party. But I used to tweet about they were weird because they're like making a spectacle of a baby's genitalia. Which I guess is a valid point.
That's true.
I still
too,
stand by that.
But the baby isn't born yet.
So we can't. So talking about
how is it like
a
spectacle
weird.
Of the gen- like? Is it because they show? I don't know how it works. Do they usually show X-ray pictures or something?
I'm just saying that
because that would be like a spectacle of the genitalia.
Well, I'm just saying the announcement in general is of what its genitalia is. It.
I mean, I never thought of it that way, but that's true.
Yeah, I remember going.
They're like, so it's a penis or a vagina.
Yeah, it's basically like a penis or a vagina. Reveal, which isn't problematic. I mean, if you want to reveal what sex your baby is, that's different than gender. But just know that your baby's a they them until they decide to not be, or or then decide to be once again. Do you think we all start out as they thems, like in the womb, and then we navigate?
I don't know when like gender happens in like the sperm egg scenario. I don't know enough about the cycle. I forgot all that shit.
I think you have to have a brain to have a gender.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know when that happens. Like, when it forms.
You have to have a bigger brain to reject that
big brain
that gender, and then you have to have galaxy brain to realize that you have a gender once more.
It's like gender, no gender, gender again.
Anyway, I just want to say, Sam Smith, we're on to you. I don't trust you for 1 minute. I don't like.
We think you're a sneaky snake.
Yeah, we think
and
you're
we
fucking
know,
sneaky.
And we want to expose you. This is a YouTube video thumbnail. Sam Smith exposed.
That's what this is.
You're
that's,
over.
That's what
our podcast
is. Your
career's over.
Our podcast is literally just us keeping up with Jonathan Van Ness and Sam Smith. Also, Jonathan
they
Van Ness.
They think they can get away with the shit, and they can't.
They can't, and like I don't want to embrace them as like non-binary like celebrities.
That's why I think they're like I think they're like, because we're coming out in this way, like everyone in this community has to embrace us. So I think it's kind of counterculture to be like, well, we don't.
Yeah, it's like
we don't like you.
They're trying to carve a new niche,
and that's fun.
They're trying to carve a new niche so they can sell us Garnier Fructis and the new season of Big Mouth and like all this stupid
yeah,
shit.
And it's okay to be like, we don't like you and we don't accept you.
I don't want
to
buy any of your stupid shit. I don't want to buy anything. I don't have any money.
We're like, we can support causes or whatever without liking you.
Which we don't. Yeah.
Like, it's like, there's other people out there that are, like, doing it, and I'm less, like, selling products type of way.
So,
you know?
So, with the Jonathan Van Ness thing, he did... Sorry, they did. I'm, like, not misgendering them on purpose, I promise you. I think it's, like, my aversion to, like, what's going on.
It's but just the personal, like...
People. Yeah, I, like, respect their, I respect their gender, like, identity, like, obviously. But yeah. Anyway, Jonathan Van Ness, after all the announcements they made and they're coming out, like article, and also they just announced that they are going to be on the big season of Netflix's original Big Mouth, and they're doing all these, like, Netflix crossovers. So with Sam Smith, my next prediction, since we're doing Sam Smith predictions on this podcast now, I think that...
Crystal ball.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Blake is rubbing a crystal ball
right
and telling
now.
His predictions.
I believe that Sam Smith will probably announce an album before the year's over. I think Normani is going to be like a very heavily what's it called? Like advertised feature on the album. I think there'll be
on
some
Sam Smith's album?
Yeah. They already have a song together.
Oh, I didn't know.
That is like the first single from this album.
That's
this
random.
Not yet announced
She's
album.
Too good for him.
I agree.
He doesn't deserve her.
And oh, actually, I mean that's the prediction. I think they'll announce an album soon. But actually, one thing I wanted to do before we ended things, because we are getting to a close, I wanted to read actually a Sam Smith quote that I found.
Oh God, cringe.
And just see your reaction to it.
Wait, really quick. I've been thinking about, like, I know it's just her name, Normani, but it reminds me of the word normie. And I can't stop thinking about the word normie every time I hear Normani.
I think it's
a, like a trendy version of the word normie. But anyway, sorry, side note. Continue, Billy.
I mean, I think it's a, intentional.
It's her name. Isn't that her like birth name?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, we're no experts.
Anyway, sorry. I just think it's funny.
Continue. So this is the quote from, so I was listening to Sam Smith's single, the one that they're promoting, like via this whole thing they're doing, and I was looking at the behind the lyrics via genius.com, shout out Genius, and when asked about the song, they said, Smith said, just before my second album came out, I was like, when I come back from my album, I want to look fucking skinny, because my first album was about being lonely, and I thought, if I can't look lonely for this album, if I look fat, I look lonely, and I can't be that. I just don't think this person's a good role model.
We're like, I think you need to see a therapist, Sam Smith. You obviously have some personal issues going on.
Yeah, I think album 3 is going to be about the chaos that is Sam Smith.
Watch it just be so bad. It's going to come out and just be fucking terrible.
It might be. The song that I'm like talking shit about gets stuck in my head sometimes. But that's just like how pop music works.
Well, also, yeah, it's going to be really poppy and it's going to be promoted a fuck ton. Yeah. So it's...
But everything surrounding it is awful.
Watch us like really like it somehow. Like we're like,
episode 20 special. We're like,
we're pissed about how much we like the Sam Smith album.
You know, the album's good.
We're like, reverse. We didn't mean it. Skirt.
Oh my god. So we're pretty much out of time. Is there anything else? Any shout outs? Anything?
I have to pee.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine.
That's all. That's about it.
Bye. We hate you guys.
Fuck you.